So now that you have the idea of how to use embedded suggestions, how can you actually do it? Well, remember, the core way of marking out any embedded suggestion is you've got to create a pattern for the unconscious mind to recognize. Now, there's all kinds of patterns you can use. You could use physical patterns, movements, tonal shifts, pauses, and all these different things. I'm going to give you a couple of exercises now that you can practice on your own until you get really good at least 3 or 4 different ways in which you can mark a suggestion out for the unconscious mind to notice. The first way to mark it out is to simply use a gesture every time that you want to mark out a particular word. Let's take the word, for example, of relaxing. Let's say you want to mark this out. If every time you said the word relaxed, you perhaps lift an eyebrow or perhaps open the palm of one of the hands, you could be talking about anything at all, a story perhaps, and you said to your friend, "Hey, just relax." And as the moment the word relax comes out, your hand opens or your eyebrow raises. Then you carry on talking the story and you say, "You know, and I was lying down in a chair and I just felt so relaxed." And again, your hand opens, your eyebrow raises. So the only thing you have to do, this is very simple, although it may be a little difficult or tricky to get hold of in the beginning, the only thing you must do is to consistently make the same gesture whenever the word relax comes out. Now, once you can do it with one word, the word relax, then you can begin to build in more and more embedded suggestions using the same gesture. The same gesture doesn't have to be for the same word. You can use all of the unconscious information and embed it out or mark it out with that particular gesture. So you could have the sentence, relaxed, feel good, go deeper, relax, listen, pay attention, relax and feel good. So these are all simple suggestions which could be strung out as part of a bigger story. For example, I went to the dentist and I sat down there and I really didn't feel relaxed. Now, I told myself and said, "You really have to calm down. And, you know, it's not that I have to feel good about being at the dentist. It's just a question of relaxing and, you know, allowing things to happen as they do." So notice how the overt story is one about being a dentist and, you know, just a generic little description. But really, it provides a vehicle for me to embed in the suggestions I want to implant. Now, we'll talk about storytelling a little bit more on the next CD. During this CD, the very first exercise I want you to do is to just get your language pattern cards out, and on the dotted parts in between the language pattern cards, you'll put the word relax in. Only this time, I want you to actually make a physical gesture as you say the word relax. So here's an example to start you off. Everyone can relax with the gesture. Can you imagine how relaxed with the gesture you can be? Have you ever been so relaxed with the gesture that you just simply fall asleep all by yourself? Now, you really should discover for yourself that relaxation with the gesture is a natural phenomenon. So you see how all I'm doing is I'm just fitting the word relax in between the language pattern cards that you already have in the back of your manual and making the gesture as soon as the suggestion I want to embed comes out. It is literally as simple as that. Do this until you can make those gestures smoothly. Then perhaps make a few different gestures so you have several gestures that you can embed different messages simultaneously.